Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Threesome FPL podcast. Yes, hello there. I'm Phil. This is the Fantasy Threesome FPL podcast and we are previewing FPL Game Week 28 with a little bit of planning for 29 and moving forward. I'm here with Ant. How are you, Ant?
Yes, good, mate. As always, much the better for seeing you two.
Oh, what a treat. And the other one of that too is Mike. How are you, Mike?
Oh, hello there. Yes, very good. Thank you. Like totally perplexed by what's happening with fantasy football. Yeah. And also frustrated by apples.
Apples?
Yeah, they go brown food very quickly, don't they? I've just got into apples.
Yeah.
I'm finding them quite frustrating. They recolor very swiftly to an unappealing sort of brown color. Air doesn't need to be at them for long for them to look very unappealing.
This is once you're eating them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did wonder what that white object was on Mike's video, and now realise it's his bowl that he's eating from. This is glorious, glorious content.
It's apple. I'm eating apples with a fork.
Gosh, right.
You know how to live. Okay.
So, last week we left you just before the rumoured Ivan Toney hat-trick against West Ham. That didn't materialise. Ivan Toney played like he had a ball and chain around his leg. So that led to another bad week for me. But I had a better week this week, but still equally infuriating with Kieran Trippier going off injured, which is beautiful stuff. And then I thought, you know what? I'm playing catch-up. Need to go bold. I'm not going to captain Haaland. I'm going to captain Saka. And then two assists in the first half. And I'm thinking, okay, just need to get your goal now, Bakayo. Oh, no. Subbed him off. I hate Mikel Arteta so much. Honestly, stupid, stupid Lego hair.
It's a disgrace.
The way that he's treated Ramsdale is stupid, shouting up and down the touchline all the time, subbing off Bukayo Saka when you've got Kai Havertz on the pitch. Why do these things? He is such an irritant, that guy. I can't wait for Arsenal's season to fall apart. Congratulations, you beat Sheffield United 6-0. Well done. But I cannot wait for it to absolutely implode in your face. I prefer City to win the league than Arsenal.
It is close.
Wow, I mean, that's saying something. What I would suggest is, can you get off that fence, Phil, and tell us what you really think?
Yeah, well, it irritated me last night a lot because that was my, you know, to quote Martin McCutcheon, I was sat there thinking, this is my moment, this is my perfect moment. And then the start of the second half, Fabio Vieira is coming on. And I'm thinking,
wow,
well, he's not coming on for Saka. I mean, he is. Brilliant. That is great. I turned it off. I was so angry. I couldn't watch it. Well,
and in spite of all this whining, you got 85 points.
I know. You came top in our league for this game week.
Oh, yeah, that's great. But it could have been more. That's what I mean. I mean, I think that sums it up, though, because you'd be happy with 85 points. I'm seeing missed opportunity here.
Okay.
That's fair. Well,
yeah, you know, I mean, I've got 85 points, so
it could have been worse, mate. You could have been me, and you know, it's been going all right recently. My little upturn in fortune. So that was mainly because I was getting my captain pick right and my starting 11 correct. Unfortunately, not quite this week. Really annoyed with myself because I had Ollie Watkins as captain right until about an hour before the deadline. Then remembered that Haaland was playing against Manchester United, so I bottled it and went for the really original idea of going for him as captain. And wasn't too happy when he missed that open goal. So yeah, 74 points for me. Bear in mind I had Areola on the bench. He was the most benched player in FPL this week. I saw, and he got 13 points. So that was quite annoying. I also had Cole Palmer and Doughty on the bench. So I had 23 points on my bench, which is a bit Mike Botto-esque. So
that does make me feel a bit better.
Yeah, especially when I've got Ake 2, Vicario 2, Pascal Gross, who was so good last week for me, 1.
But, yeah,
Dom Solanke 2. Dom Solanke, clearly not fit. It looked like he was wearing flippers for most of that Burnley game. But actually not too bad otherwise. Foden again, 15, two Arsenal defensive assets, Saliba and Gabriel, 6 points each again for those two. Watkins, 13. Gordon, 8. Again, I've kept faith for Anthony Gordon for Newcastle. Yeah. He's still scoring goals, getting in the points. Lovely stuff. You two shipped him out a while ago, I think. So, yeah. So, again, similar to you, mate. Glass half empty, maybe, when it should be half full. But, yeah, frustrating. I keep doing this. Too many points left on my bench. It's really annoying.
Can I ask? Haaland was, like, permanent captain. Everyone's got him permanent captain. And, you know, this week, Saka was the theory was at least correct, even if the result wasn't, in that Saka was a good idea for captain. No one could really see he was going to get subbed off at half time. Is it a case that Haaland is no longer the absolute nailed on captain for everyone? Watkins has outscored him, I think, in 5 of the last 6 game weeks.
Yeah, he's the poor man, isn't he? Because, yeah, and I think, you know, if you're doing really well in a league, you're always going to go for Haaland, aren't you? But someone like you, mate, got nothing to lose. You've got to go for it. But look, I mean, this week, if you could have had
someone like you.
How dare you? Who do you think you are?
I'm just enjoying this rare moment of joy for me. This rare moment of me being happy and you turning into me. It's a beautiful thing.
I am happy for you, and I mean that.
I'll tell you about my week with a half full, despite being the lowest scorer. I just had some little involvements that I was quite pleased with. So Kelleher got me 9. Happy days.
That's a great shout.
Gabriel got me 6. Trippier, you know, I suffered a similar fate to you, Phil. And Udogie, I think a lot of people were sat on him with Crystal Palace at home thinking clean sheet points, but they didn't transpire. But above and beyond that, it was pretty nice. You know, Palmer picked me up a 5. Bowen picked me up a 5. Madison picked me up a 5. Saka got me a 7. There were lots of small wins. Watkins got me 13. Haaland got me the goal. It was only Solanke, really, in that front 7 that didn't get anything in terms of a goal or an assist. So there were lots of little wins for me to enjoy. And yes, I might not have got the biggest score. Yes, I might have lost ground, even further ground on you boys, and indeed everybody else in all the leagues. But I had lots of lovely little moments that I enjoyed.
As long as you're enjoying yourself, Mike, that's all that matters.
Well, you know, you play for those moments, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're watching a game and your player pops up with an assist. I was happy.
Oh, I mean, that sounds like a really good game week.
And how did your punt get on?
I had Trossard, who came off for the last 15, came off the bench and failed to score against Sheffield United. So that was a little disappointing.
I remember now. Yeah.
I'm just impressed that Mike remembered his punt this week, to be honest.
Yeah.
that's nothing, you know,
short of miraculous.
That is an achievement in itself. I thought I'd won this week because I had Anton Semenyo, who scored for Bournemouth against Burnley, but I've got a horrible feeling that we may be playing a certain quiz any second.
Well, just before we get to that, you know, Bournemouth and Luton have got 2 games coming up this week, and we're gonna be discussing whether we go all in on that in a moment. So we'll be discussing that after the quiz. I had Kai Havertz as my punt, and I probably should have put him in my team. Maybe should have even captained him because he got 14 points for the second game in a row. His last 3 weeks, he's got 12, 14, 14.
Wow, and he was still a punt.
How much is he for?
He is 7.1 million. He's playing as a striker and he's listed as a midfielder. And, you know, Arsenal seemingly can't stop scoring goals because Arteta's so great. What a moron. Anyway, he got me the punt win, so we can all be happy. And we all know that means this.
Oh, it's time for play or cheese. Is he a player? Is he cheese? Cloud Rock, Fort Montgomery, Bree don't sound like real players to me. It's time for player or cheese. Is he a player? Is he cheese? Gibner Bader, you will see, is a speciality to Sudanese. Oh, it's time for player or cheese. Is he a player? Is it cheese? Oh, it's time for play or cheese. If you know your cheese, it'll be a breeze.
Yeah, player or cheese then, gents. Very
simple.
Wow,
I've missed this.
I tell you what, I've forgotten all about that theme tune and the fact that I seemingly didn't take a single breath during recording it. I found also the other day the video that we did trying to convince Ant not to give up to the tune of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. a full 3.5 minute cover with me and my wife singing Don't Give Up. That was a real treat as well. Anyway, player or cheese, simple game. I will give you, you've got five each. I'll give you the name of a player. It'll either be a real player available on the fantasy football game, or it'll be a made-up player whose surname is actually a type of cheese. So the angle I've just had of Mike eating an apple
just gonna say,
was
I feel so
the
Ill.
Worst angle I've ever seen of anything ever.
Sorry, lads. Sorry about that.
It was like being underneath a cat bowl as a cat went in.
Did it shock you to the core?
Oi. Oh, dear.
Right, player or cheese, who is desperate to go first?
Go on then, I will. Why not?
Anthony.
Sounded quite desperate.
Yeah.
So, always. Whoever loses this gets their captain picked.
By who?
Oof.
Well, it will be by the person who last won when I last remembered to put stuff out on the socials. So, the issue is at the moment, I'm not on the socials too much. So, if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it by word of mouth. Very old school way of communication.
By carrier pigeon.
Perhaps send a letter to somebody.
Yeah, any of these things. Right, Anthony, your first player or cheese, Dovydas Sesnauskas. Dovydas Sesnauskas.
Sesnauskas. He sounds like he's probably got 0 points for a club like Wolves. Let's go player.
Dovydas Sesnauskas is a Sheffield United defender. Well done, Anthony. Oh.
Well done.
He must be in the points after their last few home games. Lovely stuff.
One from one. Michael. Eden Van Dijk.
Jeez.
Eden Van Dijk.
Virgil's brother.
It is a cheese. Very good.
Oh, sneaky.
Very good. 1-0. Anthony. Philippe Meister. Player or cheese?
He definitely sounds like somebody who could play for Fulham, so I am going to say player.
It's a cheese from Wisconsin.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, dear. I've missed this game so bad.
They won in the 2023 Cheese of the Year Awards, World Cheese of the Year Awards, in the mild cheddar category.
Goodness me. That's a gig I'd quite like to get the hosting on.
What cheese? Just hosting or tasting?
No, host the World Cheese Awards.
Okay.
I've hosted a few award ceremonies down the years, but never one about cheese.
I was thinking the other day, I'd quite like to be the person who judges whether a long or triple jumper has put their foot slightly too far ahead of the line when they've made their jump. I'd like to be that judge.
Mm. Don't they just look at don't they have to make an imprint in like some sort of Blue
exactly. Exactly. They do, but they still have like an elderly lady sat there, and I'd like to be that elderly lady.
Okay.
Yeah. See what you can do.
As we all know, though, all elderly ladies are now employed by McDonald's to look after you and check that you're enjoying your food at your tables.
Okay. Right, Michael. This is to take the lead.
Hello,
Francis Jurenoir.
Jurenoir.
Jurenoir. Francis Jurenoir. Oh, it's not Michael. It's a cheese.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. He's hit the post.
Damn it.
Got you on the old Jurenoir. Right.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Anthony.
Hello.
Alex Mighton.
Let's go for a player.
He's a Nottingham Forest midfielder. Well done.
Oh, darn it.
Of course he plays for Forest. Of course, one of their 50 players.
Michael.
Hello.
Christian Sekularak.
Yeah, cheese.
Oh, Mike. Christian Sekularak. You can purchase him this week on Fantasy Football. He's a fellow midfielder.
That is unfortunate.
I'm saying it with real conviction as well.
You really are.
So, Anthony's 2-1 up. 2-1 up.
This is great.
Anthony, Oliver Valdion.
Valdion. That sounds like a cheese from the Czech Republic to me.
It is a cheese.
Lovely.
One. Mike, you
is it
need
from Czech
this.
Republic?
I can't remember. You need Good. This. Michael.
Yeah.
Justin Hubner. Justin Hubner.
Cheese.
Oh no.
Oh, he's reaching for the Hello Darkness.
Oh no.
Oh,
no. Hello, darkness,
my old friend. Oh, for goodness sake. I've not missed this podcast, lads. I'll tell you that now.
Oh no.
I'll tell you that for nothing.
Oh my, Justin Hubner's a Wolves defender.
Right.
Anthony, just hello. Just play it out because the listeners will want to know what the other two were.
Well, of course they will.
George Earthy. George Earthy.
Jeez.
West Ham midfielder. I knew you'd fall for that one.
Yeah, and I did, but I don't care.
Mike.
Hello.
Drew Gubbin. Drew Gubbin.
Cheese.
Irish cheese. So 3-2, but you have lost, so your captain will be being picked.
Well, whoever it is, could they pick Solanke, please? Double game week.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. If they don't. Let's hope he's fit this week.
Okay, so that was Player or Cheese. We haven't got time to play the music. You can listen to it again, rewind and listen to it again if you wish. So, Bournemouth-Luton coming up then, double game week. How much weight are you putting into this double game week and how much are you trying to ignore it because they're two inconsistent lower half teams?
Well, I've bought Doughty in. So, and I bought Solanke in last week with this in mind as well, and the run that they've got of fixtures. So that's as big as I'm going. Two players.
Okay. Anthony?
Yeah, similar for me. I'm going to bring in Kirkez, actually. Milos Kirkez, he bombs forward from left back. Because Bournemouth haven't just got this double game week. They're following two games also at home. So four consecutive Premier League home games. So, yeah, if you're going to go in on Bournemouth, now's the time. But yeah, only two for me. Only Dom and Kirkez.
Okay.
What about yourself?
So haven't you got Doughty, then?
Yeah, but I think he's going to be on my bench.
Wow.
I know it's a double game week, but Palace away, Bournemouth away. Not sure.
That is ludicrous. Wow.
Okay, put it this way then. I'll quickly run you through my
terrible,
team.
Terrible idea.
Tell me, is he likely to get more points than Saliba at home to Brentford? No.
Yes.
Gabriel at home to Brentford? No.
Yes.
Cole Palmer at home to Newcastle?
Yes.
Okay, this is going well. Saka at home to Brentford?
Yes.
Foden? Okay, right, I get the picture. You think I should start him?
But please don't, because I've got him and I know Phil's got him, so please don't start him.
Oh man, this is going to
be that'd be advantageous if Ant didn't start Doughty. Oh, yeah. My screen, Ant's frozen halfway through a dance move. So,
all right.
Not sure what's
I'm
going
still,
on. There.
Oh, still moving. There's my hand. There He's you go. Back. I'm back.
Keep on moving. Yeah, okay. So you're going to potentially, I mean, I think this is mind games.
Yeah.
I think you will start Doughty, you'll have Solanke, and you'll have Kirkez, and you'll have three doublers. And you've got your free hit for the next game week?
Yeah, which free hit I was thinking of saving for a double game week, but just four games now next week. So I think I had this one. I think I got two players as it stands are in those games, which I think is probably similar to you boys, I would imagine, looking at the fixtures.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I can probably make two transfers this week, two transfers next week, and try and get to about seven players, I reckon. But the issue I've got is that I don't really want to play my free hit on a game week where there's only eight teams with a game. I would say
to listeners, keep hold of it.
The problem we've got, though, looking at the potential double game weeks, which is when I would like to use my free hit, it looks like you're going to have a few teams doubling in game week 34. And then a lot of teams doubling in game week 37.
Yeah.
Now, game week 34, the teams that might double aren't great. It's like Palace, Sheffield United, maybe Chelsea, I don't know, someone else, maybe Spurs. but it's not a great set of teams. So that's what's thrown a spanner in the works slightly. But if you've got those teams, Spurs, Chelsea, who else did I say? Palace potentially. Then maybe, just maybe, you could free hit and you could have 9 players playing twice. So yeah, I just think if you've got 9 players playing twice, then you've got 20 players overall playing that week effectively. Or you could have 7 players this week, and have 7
well, you could
players
have 11, this week. Couldn't you? Let's be honest, you could have 11.
Well, it's 11 players, but the amount of games that they've got is 20 between them.
Right. Yes.
That's what I mean. And if you did that, or you can use it as your free hit to top up from like 6 players to having 11 players, so you only gain 5 players. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So it does make sense. There's a lot of numbers and weeks sort of being thrown around, but yes, I think it does make sense.
I used the wrong words for sure, Dr. Dre.
Right. But
I knew what I meant in my head, and as far as I'm concerned, that's all I care about. I
said little note to the producer. Care. Little note to producer. Could we get the Dr. Dre music for when you on quite a regular basis say for sure Dr. Dre? Could we maybe have that drop, please, next time?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No,
we don't have to do it again now, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So
you're willing to take the hit of maybe only having 2 or 3 players in game week 29?
It's not 2 or 3. That I've got. So the players, the game week 29, you've got Villa, Brentford, Burnley, Fulham, Luton, Forest, Spurs, West Ham. They're the teams that are playing. At the moment, I've got Areola, Doughty, Watkins, Tony, if I don't swap him for Solanke this week, and Pedro Porro if he comes fit. So what's that, 5? Maybe?
I think it's looking at targeting teams. If you're going to do anything outside of a free hit, I think it's looking at teams that thereafter have a reasonable run of games. And Spurs, to me, we're sort of getting ahead of ourselves slightly, lads, because we're talking about, week after next. But I would look at Spurs, who play Fulham away in the kind of sketchy game week that is 29. And then thereafter, they've got Luton, West Ham, Forest, the next 3. So that gives you time to manoeuvre them out if you so need to over the following 3 game weeks where they'll still be, hauling points, you would think. Yeah. Outside of Spurs, you've got Forest, who are very hit and miss, predominantly miss, but they play Luton away, which is followed by Crystal Palace, Fulham, Wolves and Everton, 4 of the following 5. So you might want to explore them. Luton, I wouldn't touch. I've got Doughty there, and that's fine. He's good sub fodder. But after game week 29, so after this and one more, they play Tottenham, Arsenal, Man City, 3 of their following 4. So by all means, bring Doughty in now for the next couple of game weeks, but I wouldn't go big on Luton. You've got Fulham, who play Wolves away this week. They've hit a bit of form. They play Tottenham in that game week where, there aren't many teams playing. So, excuse me, to have one of those assets might be useful. They then go to Sheffield United and Nottingham Forest. So Fulham are one that I'd explore.
So you've got like Muniz, who's doing Flying really well on. At the moment. He's dirt cheap as well.
He is dirt cheap. So Muniz at Fulham is one you could look at. But I would guesstimate that most people will be filling their forward slots with almost certainly the firm and fixed with most will be Solanke, Watkins, Haaland. I can't see many people deviating from that a great deal, especially given that Watkins plays that game week 29 as well. So he's a bit of a shoo-in, I would think, that you'd keep hold of him. Would you want to move out Haaland and then have the rigmarole of getting him back in? Probably not. And Solanke, you don't want to drop him with Everton, Crystal Palace and Luton looming after the game week that they miss. So up front isn't probably positions I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at Spurs midfielders for sure.
Yeah.
And I'd be
open to Fulham midfielders slash defenders.
Which of the Spurs midfielders are you looking at, mate?
Well, I've got Maddison in my team already, so I quite like Maddison. Obviously, I've got him. Who else could you look at? I don't know when Richarlison's coming back.
Yeah, he's out for a while, isn't he?
But you've got to bear in mind they're away at Villa this week. So really, we're sort of a bit like we did last week. We're getting a bit ahead of ourselves.
Well, we're doing that because if you're making transfer, if you say you've got one free transfer this week and you're happy with your team as it is, you could use that one free transfer to prepare for next week. Get someone in before their price goes up, like Son.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you could. So yeah, Son's definitely an option there, for sure. 9.8 million at the moment. Scored at the weekend. Kulusevski at 6.8. I mean, Johnson even.
Yeah. Just look at him.
Johnson popped up with an assist, didn't he, at the weekend?
Yeah.
Or was it a goal? An assist, I think. But
it was an assist. It seems to me like you're avoiding the obvious option of Timo Werner, who got his first goal. Surely
he did get his first goal.
Surely an option there moving forward. He's got a lovely smile. Trustworthy face.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe. I like Johnson. In, Werner's a forward, so we've sort of established that those positions are pretty locked up, I think.
Yeah,
but yeah, you could look at Werner. Son, Kulusevski, Johnson, Maddison. They're the four to pick from. For me, the best value there is Johnson at 5.8.
Johnson doesn't start for a month. Johnson came on for 27 minutes at the weekend. He hasn't started a game since game week 23.
Yeah, it's a ludicrous pick. Ignore me. Go to Kulusevski. 6.8 mil.
He did be good early in the season, actually, Kulusevski. I like a technical player to open up my midfield. I mean, you could really go...
Do you know
go...
what, lads?
You could go triple.
Do you know what? I wouldn't go Kulusevski because four of the last five, he's failed to do anything. And he's started each of those games. So, again, ignore me, please. At your peril, take any advice from me. I would go Son. There you go. I've thought long and hard about it, lads, and I've decided go. It's a bit out there. It's a bit out there. It's a bit of a wild card pick from myself, but I would go for Son, who is their top scoring midfielder.
What was his name again?
He's called Son.
All right.
Not heard of him.
I've got high hopes for him. I think he could go far in the game. So, yeah, 9.8 million.
So, looking back to this game week coming up then.
Yes.
So, your Luton Bournemouth assets, you're saying two, maybe three will be enough.
Yeah.
I don't think many people are going to get more than that. Yeah.
If you were going for a third, so assuming, because highly owned players, it looks like Doughty and Solanke are the big two.
Yeah.
Who would be your third asset? Because I'm tempted by getting rid of Dubravka because although he kept a clean sheet this week, seemingly has been fairly poor, I'm tempted to bring in Neto for this run of four games.
Woo!
Wow. I mean, is that based off his worldy save at the weekend?
What a save from that free kick, yeah. I mean, he's 4.6 million. Yeah. I mean, he's not been
amazing.
He hasn't
kept a clean sheet since game week 19. So
he kept one on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I mean, prior to that.
He'd gone
8 game weeks without a clean sheet.
But in those 8 game weeks, he's played Manchester City, Newcastle, West Ham, Liverpool, Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, tricky games.
He's also played Fulham twice at Nottingham Forest.
Fulham didn't he keep a clean sheet against Fulham? We won 3-0, so...
No, I'm talking about the away game.
Oh, right. Mm. So, yeah, but you said he played him twice and didn't keep a clean sheet, but one of them we won 3-0,
look,
so...
just don't listen to me. Just carry on.
Okay, Bournemouth midfielders or defenders. Maybe midfielders, they shuffle around too much, so it's hard to tell. You know, Semenyo looks decent and he's a forward on the game. Kluivert is playing as a forward when he plays. He's playing, well, in that...
Well, he's playing as a number 10, isn't he?
Number 10, yes. So it's the age-old thing of who's going to play. So then if you, so I would avoid Bournemouth midfield unless you get lucky and take a punt, you know, well worth having a go. But Senesi got injured. It looked like his hamstring.
Gutted.
Cannot see him coming back for this double.
No.
Which it's got to be Kirkus, boys. The door for Christopher Meppham, 4.3 mil.
It's been a long time since I've had Chris Meppham in my team.
It You've opens had the door Chris for him. In your team? Wow.
But does Lloyd Kelly, when's he going to be fit? Because when he comes back, he'll kick Meppham out.
Well, I can tell you, he's a little way off yet. It is a hip injury. I got this information firsthand from the horse's mouth, sat with him on the substitutes bench prior to our home game with Manchester City. So,
name dropping.
Well, you know how it is. Lloydie, as I like to call him.
oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, dear.
Not expected back for quite a few weeks yet.
Oh, dear. Well, for me, boys, it's Kirkez. I've already brought him in. Back in the team now. Played, you know, basically the 90 minutes in the last two games. Bombs forward from left back. Yeah, cheap, 4.4 million, 0.4% ownership. He's in.
I wouldn't go Adam Smith because he is a liability when it comes to bookings. And
he's a lunatic.
He's not, I love him a bit, but he hasn't got much attacking threat. And, you know, he will likely get booked. I don't know how many bookings he's got this season, but I would guess it's quite a few. Yeah, it's
quite a lot.
It's two.
Wow. I mean, how's that happen? I mean,
we are the pod that just keeps on giving.
He looks like he's going to get two every week. I mean, good grief. Okay.
He hasn't played every week, but yeah, that's pretty bizarre that he's only got two because the last two times I've seen him, he's got booked. So
you've got to remember that he had a long period out of the team to Max Aarons. So anyway, look, I feel like we've looked long term. I understand that we want to look bigger picture, lads, but let's get back to basics and let's look at this week's fixtures and maybe just pick out a name, lads, for each of the games as we go. So, if you don't mind, Anne, I'm gonna take the initiative here, and I'm just gonna read them out. I know this is normally your gig. Forgive me.
Over to you, mate. Over to you.
Thank you so much. Okay. So, Theatre of Dreams, Man United, Old Trafford, Saturday at 12:30. It's a lunchtime kickoff. It's on the box on TNT. Who would you be picking out in this game? Anybody? Well, you've got to pick out somebody. Pick me out a player.
My theory here is that United fans aren't happy. I'm going to say it'd be exactly the sort of game that Calvert-Lewin will get a goal in. I would not put him in your team for, in a million years.
Calvert-Lewin, who was dropped at the weekend?
Yeah, him. I've got a feeling.
Out of form.
You know, like when we've been to see games and it'll be like, oh, the team we're playing against at Bournemouth hasn't won in 10 games. Oh, don't worry, because they're playing us and now they win.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to Sheffield United, Bournemouth in a minute. So,
okay, cool. Yeah. So, I would definitely be looking at Calvert-Lewin.
Oh, okay. I'd be looking at to Man United on this one. And I'd be looking at Fernandes. I thought he played well against City, laid the ball off for Rashford's goal. It's a lot of money, mind. But if I had to pick one, that would be my asset. Anthony?
Yeah, purely going off last week's screamer, be Rashford. Cool. But yeah, this does feel like the type of game that Everton will go there and win 1-0.
That's what I'm talking about. And Ken, just a tip of the hat to England's finest, Johnny Evans, who actually had a really good game against City, but just got really tired and had to be subbed off. But
he had his Horlicks waiting for him in the dugout.
Yeah, but he, you know, they weren't... Were they drawing when he went off? Or had they conceded the second one by then? I think they might have been drawing still. Mm. Yeah, he had a good game. He had a good game, old Johnny. Sorry, carry on, mate.
No problem. Look, Bournemouth, Sheffield United, the answer is Solanke. Next up in the 3 o'clock kickoffs is Crystal Palace against Luton. Do you reckon?
Yeah. Did you see his free kick against Spurs last week? Yeah, back in the team.
Yeah, I did.
Back on form. Palace need him. Palace will be absolutely fine anyway. They're in absolutely no danger of going down, especially now they got rid of old Roy. So you'd expect them to win this game and by a couple of goals.
I mean, he's obviously their star boy, isn't he? I see that Luton going there and scoring goals. I wouldn't mind a little look at Ross Barkley, you know, in this game.
Yeah, good to see him. He's absolutely flying this season, isn't he? He's reborn at Luton. He's having a great season.
If I was free hitting this week, my front three would be Dominic Solanke, Watkins, and Carlton Morris.
Right.
Okay.
I think
left field.
Well, Carlton Morris, he's got in his last four games, 11 points. Well, let's go. Well, okay. Let's go further back. Seven games. He's got 7-5, 11-5, 8-2-8. That's an incredible run of form.
It's a good run of form.
For a striker who's 5.1 million on the game, playing for a team who are struggling.
Yeah.
He's got two games this week, and he's playing in the blank game week, if you're thinking far ahead. You know, if someone said to me, would you take out Erling Haaland for Carlton Morris? It, probably not. But
Do it.
Boring.
For a one-off punt, I don't think it's a terrible idea. He was very dangerous at set pieces, as well as, you know, his standard attacking threat. And Bournemouth can't defend set pieces as well. So, yeah, I don't think it's a crazy idea. So I'd go Carlton Morris.
Okay. Let's move to them. Wolves against Fulham, another 3 o'clocker. Will Pedro Neto be fit? Still to be seen. I'd wait until the very last minute to make a call on that. Because if I do make a move, I've got the money in the bank to move from Neto to Son. So I may well do that. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, Wolves against Fulham. Anybody jumping out at you in this one, lads? Obviously, we've mentioned Mooney's already.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd probably be on the Fulham side purely because Wolves have got Cunha, Huang, Neto and João Gomes all out.
Mm. Yeah, that's big, isn't it, for them? What about...
I've got Sarabia in my squad, I think. So, yeah, I still wouldn't... I wouldn't be playing him this week. He's got no one to pass to.
What about Bournemouth legend Harry Wilson? 14 points against Brighton in his last home game. Goal and assist.
Yeah, love
it. A set piece. Why not? Okay, 0.2% ownership. Proper differential there.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably... I would go for...
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Always good to dig out the soundboard. Arsenal against Brentford is the tea time kickoff.
Don't go for Tim Ream. He hasn't started the last two games.
Okay. If it's any consolation, I don't think anybody was going to. Arsenal against Brentford. Tea time kickoff.
Come on, Brentford.
Is this the week that Ivan Toney gets that hat-trick?
Yes, because he will be leaving my team and turning it to Dominic Solanke. He'll no doubt blank.
Lovely.
Odegaard's really, really shone in the last few weeks. I know we talked about Havertz. That's a great differential, Havertz. It really is.
Yeah.
But Odegaard really has shone, I think, in the last few weeks. So he'd be my pick in this one.
Talking of shining in the last few weeks, Declan Rice, he's actually now third for Arsenal's point scorers this season with 112. Mm. He's an affordable one as well at 5.4. And fairly low ownership, 5.5. He's got over 35 points in his last four game weeks. Loves a set piece, so he would be my shout here.
Okay, nice. Let's look at Villa against Spurs on the Sunday. It's a super Sunday with four games. Villa play Spurs.
Sunday on Mothering Sunday. That's inconvenient.
Mm. Oh, it really is. Villa Spurs. What do we...
You can't look past old Ollie Watkins, can you? Absolutely flying at the moment.
We do know that Spurs like to concede goals. So, yeah, you'd fancy him to get a haul. It's a tricky one, this. Tricky one to call.
This is where I wouldn't want to be bringing in Spurs assets, particularly this week.
Yeah. Okay. I'll probably do it anyway. But, Brighton against Forest is at 2 o'clock. Anybody grabbing you here? Matoma out for the season now from the looks of it.
Yeah, that's a bit rubbish, isn't it? No one's grabbing me from either team. Brighton rotates so many players. Unless you've got a Brighton defensive asset, but then they seemingly can't defend anyway. So,
yeah, João Pedro is there for them. And the only one I've got in is Pascal Gross, who's done pretty well, pretty awful in last week's game, but they are much better at home, Brighton. So, yeah, Pascal Gross there at 6.6 would be the only one I'd look at in this one.
Look, with that game week that Forest will be involved with, and then a little run of games where they're playing teams around them, I wouldn't count out Gibbs White in this one as an option as well.
Or Alanga, 5.1 million midfielder, Alanga. If you are playing catch-up, it's exactly the sort of player who no one else would have.
Yeah, yeah, true story. West Ham against Burnley. Oh, it's going to be quite a watch. The Claret Derby. Jared Bowen. This is meat and drink for Jared Bowen, you know, lads.
Yeah, hat-trick last home game.
Yeah. You've got him, haven't you, Mike?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Envious there.
Yeah, same here, especially as they play West Ham in the following game week. So, yeah, Jarrod Bowen absolutely flying at the moment, isn't he? Well ahead of any of his teammates at the moment.
Liverpool-Man City is 3:45. That's a box office game. Hopefully, mums, you know, across the land will be sleeping off their afternoon tea. you'll be able to settle down and watch what should be a cracking game with a lot riding on it. Will Salah be back, lads? Tell me he will.
Well, if he won't be fit. That's the problem, isn't it? He's got, you know, a half fit Salah is better than no Salah, but yeah, I think he's not going to be fit. I can see it all going wrong for Liverpool here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got De Bruyne, who's the player I'm thinking of taking out. But this is he didn't excite me in the Manchester Derby, but it's the sort of game he'll step up in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm finding it frustrating that perennial underachiever on FPL, Phil Foden, is suddenly hauling left, right and centre.
He is flying.
I'm upset about that because I've been burnt too many times by him.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bukayo Saka, yeah, I completely understand how you're thinking there. You still got 67 points this week.
I refuse to bring him in. I'm not bringing him in. No. Chelsea against Newcastle is on Monday night football. I don't know how the heck you call this one.
Newcastle.
Could go either Newcastle. Way. High-scoring draw for me.
Newcastle for me on this one.
Yeah. Anthony Gordon, Isaac back and in the goals.
Cole Palmer, yeah, goals here.
Okay.
Cotton Palmer.
Yep.
Oh, if only.
I met him in an airport in China.
I beg your pardon?
I met him in an airport in China once, Cotton Palmer.
Right.
He was coaching in Shanghai.
One of the most random adverts ever in recent times when he was in a bath for some reason.
Recent times?
Yeah.
In a bar?
Yeah, no, in a bath.
Pardon? Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure... Oh, bear with me a moment. I'm just going to check. That wasn't a dream.
It feels like it could be a dream.
Carlton Palmer bath.
Here we go.
It was a Paddy Power advert.
Oh, lovely.
And he was in a bath. Yeah. Wearing a Sheffield Wednesday kit. Yeah. I don't know, lads. I don't know. I felt that he let himself down and let us all down with that.
Mike, you seem to know a lot about injuries and what's going on. You're very much one of those in the know people.
Oh, for sure, Dr. Dre.
Okay, right. Because I can kind of pinpoint where my season went wrong, and it was game week one with this guy. What's the news? When's my timber coming back?
Yeah, he'll get some time off the bench. I should think this weekend. But he won't
bring him in.
Fitness. No, just go easy. Just go easy. Give it a couple of weeks, lads, and he'll be back.
Okay, all right. Cool.
If you're a Gabriel owner, do just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I mean, he plays left back, doesn't he? But
he does play left back, Phil. But if you remember, he was dropped for Timber in the opening game of the season.
Yeah.
So fine. Do just be mindful of that.
I was burnt by timber.
Okay. Hello. What?
Yeah. No. Just stretching.
No. Just yawning. Just stretching. Okay. Great.
Just thinking for Villa.
Yeah.
What other Villa for assets could be?
That was in? Villa was about six games ago. Why are we going back to Villa? No, he's injured as well. He's injured as well.
What is this content today? Goodness me.
Longley has come in and Longley has played the last seven games for them. So
Longley.
You may want to look at Longley as a differential, but not at the moment. Yeah. Their fixtures are very up and down. Mm. Boys, we're already 7 minutes over what I requested us to run at. And we still haven't done our punts.
Oh, so, yeah. The
punts. Where are we going with punts this week?
Okay.
Milos Kerkez for me, 0.4, double game week. Thank you very much.
Okay, no messing around.
Going Carlton Morris if he's under 2% ownership.
Oh, he's 6.6%, I'm afraid, mate.
That's unfortunate, Philip.
6.6?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been bigging him up so much.
Wow, people listen to this podcast live. That is, I mean, wow. Okay, well, that's thrown a slight spanner in my work. So, Mike, what about you?
I'm going to go for Gibbs White of Nottingham Forest.
Oh, lovely.
He's got less than 2% ownership. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he has. He's only at 1.2%.
Okay.
I will go Zabani.
Wow.
Okay. Former centre back. He has not scored or assisted all season. Maybe now's the time for Ilya Zabani.
Well, hold on a second. I've had a rethink.
We have to take your first answer, Michael, I'm afraid,
we
Michael.
We haven't got time. We're seven weeks, seven days, seven hours, seven minutes. That's the one. Over.
I'm going to chase last week's points. And given that I'm at the game, I'm going to go for Justin Cliver. 0.5% ownership, 4.6 million. Against the Sheffield United team who are leaking goals. So,
my son's favourite player.
It's late, Mike. Come on.
Sorry.
This is worrying, by the way. We've all gone for Bournemouth punts. This is not going to end well.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go, lads. Here ends the show.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you. It's been a real treat. And we will see you all next week, the other side of the double, to discuss just 8 teams playing.
And if I, because I know people will get in touch. I'm well aware that if you just leave it in water, it doesn't discolour as quickly. But who wants a soggy apple?
Correct. Bye.
Bye.